This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening the matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth, where we are talking about the kind of wealth that money alone just can't buy. Oh, God, does that feel good? You know, yeah, it feels good to get the money coming in, don't you know? I know you do, because we all do. And there's nothing like having financial flow. It just feels incredibly good. Now, how can we create it in ways that really bring out the best of who we are as human beings? Wouldn't that be like, you know, nirvana? Wouldn't that be just an amazing life? The answer is yes, of course. So it's not a rhetorical question. It's a real one. And truth is, isn't it really true that it's simply a matter of what we're paying attention to? So the more we pay attention to bringing out the best of who we are as human beings, we can call that our inside wealth. The more likely we can create the financial wealth in ways that make us feel good every day, because some of you out there, frankly, may be doing well financially. And what's the price? You're feeling stressed? Does your body kind of, you know, break down on you every now and then? Of course it can either way, whether you're stressed or not, because, you know, these skin and bones here can be fragile at times. A lot of my friends have the flu or bronchitis and all sorts of weird stuff is going on where it's raining one day and sunny the next and all of that. So I think we all know that our health can be fragile, which again is all the more reason to pay attention to this moment, right? Because we don't know how many healthy moments we have in our lives, as much as we can hope and aspire to live to a ripe old age, you know, high on meds. So that's what it's about. And with us today, we have Marcy Shymoff. Happy for No Reason is the book she wrote, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. So you know that, you know, we are not officially related, you know, as far as I know, but on a deep, profound level, you know we are. So we're going to get into it with Marcy. And Marcy's been on The Secret, which you may have heard of by now as being, you know, the multi-million-dollar hit DVD movie series and book as well. And she's president and co-founder of the Esteem Group. So we're going to talk to her about what's going on to be happy for no reason. And she's got some 7 steps. So we're going to find those out. We also have with us Steve Farrell, our Brain Trust member extraordinaire. And he's been on many times. He's the executive worldwide coordinator for Humanities Team, which is a human rights movement for the soul. A civil rights movement for the soul. Thank you, Sandy's nodding her head. Yeah, I already screwed up once today. All right, I'm over it. Civil rights movement of the soul. Actually founded by Neil Donald Walsh, you know, the guy who wrote another one of the secret fellows, I guess, which is not such a big secret because he wrote his books sell millions of copies of Conversations with God and that whole series. And they're bringing forth the philosophy and the thought that we are one humanity. Because, you know, if you really think about it, could you imagine if everybody were to spend, including you, let's start with you, could you imagine if you spent a little more time just seeing yourself and each other and just realizing we're all in this together instead of possibly paying more attention to, you know, what's in it for me and, oh my God, how am I going to survive and realize that we are all in this together? Could you imagine if we just placed more and more attention on that, where our world could possibly go? And ultimately, couldn't it, for example, mean that war would be obsolete? And wouldn't that be cool? Because we know when we talk about money, you know, war costs a lot of money, let alone a lot of emotional damage. But the money and the giant sucking sound in our economy is largely going over to Iraq, and we all know that. And, you know, there's this thing called a peace dividend associated with not having to spend money on bombs and health care related to injuries and all the other reparation of stuff that's been blown up that can be used to health, to education, to the areas that really support humanity even more. That's real, by the way. It's real money, real dollars, real cents. Just as an example. But you know, we haven't even gotten into our bowl of stew today, have we? So let's mix it up. Before we get to Marcy and Steve, you got this week's heaping helping bowl of stew. This week's bowl of stew is actually to honor my father, Norman Zimmerman. May he rest in peace, which I know that he is. Because unfortunately, his life wasn't all that peaceful. God bless him. He died 13 years ago, St. Paddy's Day. And, you know, his name was Norm. And it seemed like that was the norm, actually. A lot of people that I knew through our family and our neighborhood, and we grew up in kind of like one of those Wonder Years type environment in Long Island, you know, stuck wedged between a couple of malls and a couple of country clubs in a nice little place, you know, as I say, is a great place to be from. And if you're listening in New York over the web, that's not meant to be a stab or a dig or anything else. But if you're insulted, I apologize. I'm just saying it works for me to be out here in San Francisco. Not always sunny. It happens to be today. Actually, we're pre-recording it, so it may not even be sunny when it's airing. But the point being is that it was an amazing place to grow up. And my father studied to be a rabbi. Because he felt real, well, first of all, part of it was his tradition. He grew up in an Orthodox Jewish family, and that's what he was taught to do. And he actually had a strong affinity for the religion. And what was amazing was, after getting a doctorate in theology from Columbia and actually starting to practice as a rabbi, he started to get his sermons censored by the elders, you know, by the men's group. So he went into retail. It sounds like one of those Jewish jokes, you know, but that's basically what he did. And he went on, and he was a gregarious guy, clearly well-educated, very well-spoken, very likable, but for some reason wasn't able to get us over this kind of economic hump, wasn't able to get our family to the place where Mom, God bless her, would be queen of the country club, and we'd all be doing our thing, you know, with the caddy and whatever was going, whatever the status symbols were back in the day, you know, in the 60s and 70s thing. And that inability to get over that economic hump created a sense of tension in my family and ultimately a sense of disappointment between my parents and their bicker level. And their bicker level was really high. And frankly, you know, and I've told them to this, I might as well tell them to you too, because, you know, I've got nothing to hide here, that it was that anger and disappointment and that energy of each other proving how victimized and how, you know, disappointed they were with their lot in life and all of that, that actually was my impetus to leave there and to leave the entire East Coast for a lot of fresher air out here, you know, because it was really painful for me personally and really emotional. You know, I couldn't help but respond. You know, you think you're enlightened, hang out with your family for a little while, right? They all push your buttons, whatever they are, they know exactly what they are. Whether it's your kids, your parents, your cousins, whatever you got going on, right? I think we all know that. We all know that. We love them, and at times we just can't stand them because there's something about us that, you know, about this thing that is ostensibly, supposedly called unconditional love. That is supposedly what we have for our family members, right? Our friends can come and go. All these other things can come and go, but blood is thicker than water, right? And there will be blood, you know, it's thicker than water. And somehow our roots and our relationships to these people who either birthed us or who've taught us or who we're responsible for teaching them, and we share in the same kind of DNA and all of that, we've been taught goes so much deeper than, you know, our work relationships, than our friends, than our acquaintances and all these other people out there in the world, which, of course, also winds up separating us. But I'm digressing a little bit, because the point about my dad is, it got to the point, and this is sad but true, that in his final years, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and frankly, I'm not sure whether it was operable or not. He said, he told us that it wasn't, and he wanted to, you know, I think he was done, if you know what I mean. He had enough of his life, and he wanted to move on to the next one. That in his last years, as his health failed and as he had, you know, increasing symptoms and everything else, and the body started to dissipate and weaken, he shared that, you know, my mom was able to help him to the extent she could. You know, she gave of to him what she had to give of what was left after years of profound disappointment, which I viewed on one level as highly pathetic, and the other level is just really sad. I said, you know what? The whole economic thing in the first place caused me to go into the money markets and do my thing where I was focused for so many years on making money, even if it was kind of hollow on the inside. That was just my story. And a lot of people do that, you know, and a lot of people continue to do that, and you may be one of them. That no matter what, you define yourself, money is my scorecard, I'm going to go out and keep making it and making it and making it, buy myself more toys, try and fill up something on the inside with something on the outside, It's not always a mismatch, but you know what? Maybe that's the best we can hope for in this material world we live in the society we live in. And at least I can feel better about myself than the next guy down the block who, frankly, isn't making as much as me. Well, I just want to thank my father and my mom, you know, for all the mishigas, as they say in the old country, for all the craziness, for all the disappointment, and you know, because it's given me a sense of appreciation for what can be different. And the truth is, with all due respect to my dearly departed father, who I can only trust is resting in peace as we speak, nobody else can live our lives. And we are not doomed or fated to live the life of our parents, or anybody else for that matter. Not even society. Not even what society tells us is can't be too rich or too thin, or whatever success is supposed to be out there somewhere. Good news is, nobody else is living in our skin and bones every day. Only us. And we get to have choice. And we don't have to be the norm. Dad, I love you, and thank you so much for everything you've given to me. I am truly grateful beyond words. With us today, we have Marcy Shymoff, author of Happy for No Reason. Although my guess is there is a reason. But we're going to find 7 steps to being happy from the inside out. Marcy, thank you. Thank you so much for showing up today.
I'm very happy to be here, and I sure have a lot to say about what you just said. So I think it's a perfect timing that I would be here.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really grateful you're here. Now, you're a San Francisco girl. You're a local to us.
Born and raised San Mateo, and I live right now in San Rafael. So I'm a Bay Area girl.
All right. Well, okay, all the Shymoffs out there. I hope you're listening in. You got a great gal as a wonderful representative of your family.
Thank you.
So, Marcy, before we get into the contents of the book and all of that, how do you define success?
Success is something different than happiness. And I think we get into a lot of trouble in our society when we try to say that success brings happiness. Success is what society deems in whatever culture you're in as successful. So in our culture, success would be perhaps a certain status, a certain accomplishment, and certain perhaps level of money. Happiness, on the other hand, I define happiness as happy for no reason, is an inner state of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on our circumstances. And, you know, I think we have it backwards in our society. And Albert Schweitzer said that success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. And I absolutely believe that. And I've seen that time and time again. We all know people, as you said, who are very successful, but there's still something inside missing. And yet we know people who are what I call happy for no reason, and they might not have all the outer things there that you'd think people need. So it's important to separate those.
So this may be basically a segue to the book, but my question is, what is your recipe for your success, if in fact happiness is the key to success? What is your recipe?
Well, here's the thing, Stu. I didn't win the happiness jackpot at birth. I actually came out of the womb with existential angst. I was the brooding 5-year-old who was worrying about the condition of the world while my friends were watching Romper Room. But I'll tell your dad's story, because I'll tell you a quick story about my father. My father was the happiest person I ever knew. He woke up every day with a smile on his face, and his motto was, as long as I'm breathing is a good day. Every day that I'm breathing is a good day. And I remember when I was 19, I was driving down the road with him one day. I said, Dad, what's your best advice for life? He looked at me, and he said 4 words. He said, honey, just be happy. And I threw my arms in the air. I said, ah, Dad, that's so easy for you to say. You just were born that way. But what do I do? And he looked at me, and he said 4 more words. He said, honey, I don't know. And it was at that point that I decided, you know what? I'm going to dedicate my life to finding out the answer to that question. And I've spent the last 30 years looking at that question, doing all the research, and what's thrilling is that we've actually cracked the code on happiness. For the first time in human history, we know what it takes to make people happy. And that's what Happy for No Reason is about.
Well, Marcy, that is just exciting to hear. I mean, you know, we're all looking at Da Vinci Codes and all these other things. We all want to crack things open here, because it's amazing, after thousands of years of human existence, where we can put men on the moon and have internet connections and all these things and talk over the air the way we're doing right now to millions of people, that somehow happiness is a mystery.
It's the one thing people have wanted from time immemorial. Aristotle called it the goal of all goals. And the sad thing is, in our society, we have more than we've ever had, we're working harder than ever, and we're unhappier than ever. So one out of five women, in fact, in America is on antidepressants. So the great news is, and to me this should be headlines everywhere, we now know scientifically what it takes to make people happy.
You got to stay tuned to get this code completely from Marcy Shymoff right here on Inside Wealth. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. You want to build your business with people just like you. People who are intelligent, focused, and mindful. People like you who understand that wealth goes far beyond dollars and cents. So doesn't it make sense to deliver this message to folks who really get it? That's what happens when you sponsor Inside Wealth. Call 707-425-2360 or go to insidewealth.net and find out how you can become a player on Inside Wealth, the greatest show on worth.
Are you looking to help give back to the community but need great flexibility? Tony La Russa's Animal Rescue Foundation, ARF, has a flexible volunteer position tailored just for you. You can share in the triumph of helping an orphan kitten or puppy, as well as receive unconditional love. ARF needs volunteer fosters to provide a little extra time or attention until these animals can be adopted into their forever homes. ARF will provide the food, medication, and support, and you provide the love. Check out ARF.net or call 925-256-1ARF today. Please give puppies and kittens another chance.
Imagine, you're lying in your bed stranded because you can't walk. Your friends and family go about their day, but you're left behind. You can't move without dragging your lifeless legs across the ground, stumbling every step, struggling to carry the entire weight of your body on two arms. This is reality for more than 100 million children and adults worldwide. They simply can't afford the one thing that will change everything, a wheelchair. We're the Wheelchair Foundation. We deliver hope, mobility, and freedom to impoverished people across the globe. And now you can be part of this great mission. A small gift from you can buy a brand new wheelchair and set a suffering person free. You won't believe how little it takes. Transform a life instantly. To make a donation or to find out how you can help, call the Wheelchair Foundation.
Call toll free. 888-378-3839. 888-378-3839.
I'd like to mail you free information about Craftmatic adjustable beds. Why Craftmatic? Because Craftmatic beds help your body feel better. Yet Craftmatic Model 2 adjustable beds cost hundreds less than many quality flat beds. And Craftmatic 3s are just 50% of Craftmatic 2's low cost. Craftmatic beds adjust to hundreds of healthful positions to help you relax and sleep better. Plus, they're available with optional heat and massage. For good health, find out about Craftmatic. Call toll-free and you'll receive a free catalog by mail, plus details on Craftmatic 3s, which are just 50% of Craftmatic 2's low cost.
Hello, I'd like to receive your free catalog and information by mail.
Certainly, sir.
See how easy it is? Call a friendly operator for your free catalog.
Dial 1-800-546-1818 toll-free. Call 1-800-546-1818.
Welcome to the movement that takes your wealth to the next level. Beyond the surface of money to the service of money, where you get provocative commentary and lively conversation about inside wealth, right here on Talk 910 KNEW. All right, you people. We're here with Marcy Shymoff, author of Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. This is for all of us, the conservatives, the liberals, the independents, the men, the women, the people who don't vote, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, all of us, the agnostics, the atheists. We're all human beings here. And if we lived happier lives, wouldn't that just be amazing? So, Marcy, let's start cracking, baby. What's the code?
Well, here's the deal. We each have what's called a happiness set point. And what that means is, no matter what happens to us, whether good or bad, we will hover around the same happiness set point unless we do something consciously to change it. So, for example, people who win the lottery, which, you know, we think of as the golden ticket to happiness, research shows that within a year of winning the lottery, they have returned to their original happiness level, their original happiness set point. So the real key is the set point. And the great news is we can all change our set points. The set point is 50% genetic, so we're born with that. 10% and only 10% is circumstances. And that's where we focus all of our attention. Let me change my circumstances. But the other 40% is our habits of thoughts and behavior. And that's the part we can do something about. So just like you can raise your thermostat at home to get warm on a cold day, you can raise your happiness thermostat or your happiness set point to become happier. And you don't have to become thinner or richer or smarter to do it.
So Marcy, you mentioned this formula of 50 genetic, 10 circumstantial,
yep,
and 40 habits of thoughts.
Yep.
Is this scientifically borne out that
absolutely,
that
half
of it is just wiring that we have absolutely no control of, and it's just the luck of the draw?
I'm sorry?
That half of our set point is
it's
completely
genetic.
The luck
now,
of the draw?
Now, there are some scientists out there now, progressive scientists like Bruce Lipton, who say that even the DNA can be changed through our changes of thoughts and beliefs, and I tend to believe that as well. I think we have a tremendous ability to change our behaviors, and that ultimately it changes our body and can, in fact, change our DNA. But at least we know that 40% is influenced by our habits of thoughts and behavior. And I interviewed 100 unconditionally happy people for Happy for No Reason, and I found that the only thing that's different about them than about you and me is that they have different habits, and I distilled them down to 21 core habits that anyone can practice to raise their happiness set point.
So, Marcy, I mean, I'm not sure if we have time for 21, but what would you please give us?
I'll give you a couple of them.
Yeah, please.
Let me start with two in particular. One of them is happy people don't believe everything they think.
That is my favorite bumper sticker. I swear to God, I've said it on the radio show more than once. Don't believe everything you think is one of my favorite.
Oh, that's great. I didn't even know that.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, we have 60,000 thoughts a day. And for the average person, 80% of them are negative. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean that it's true. And so happy people have learned simple ways to question their negative thoughts or their happiness-robbing thoughts. And I list a few of them in the book. You know, what I did with each of these 21 habits is each habit has the scientific research behind it. It also has an inspiring, true story that really is wonderful to read. I co-authored a number of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, so I know the power of stories. And then with each habit, I also have a tool or a technique that you can easily use to put into practice that habit. So, for example, with Don't Believe Everything You Think, I have a tool in there. Just you can learn in 5 minutes about how to question your thoughts and dissolve limiting beliefs.
Beautiful. So
so that's one of them. Let me give you a second habit. Second habit is...
Oh, so question. So
sure.
How do people who are accustomed to believing what they think,
right,
how do you shift to go from believing everything you think to just saying, you know what, that was a thought, I have no attachment to that one, I'm letting that one go?
Right. Well, first of all, you don't want to fight your negative thoughts. Fighting anything, what you resist persists. It only makes it stronger. There are some very effective tools out there. The one that I love, two of them that I love to recommend are, one of them is called The Work by Byron Katie, and it's a simple four-step procedure where you ask yourself these simple four questions, and then you do a turnaround statement. As I said, it you can learn it in 5 minutes. I don't have time on the show to teach it to you, but it's just a simple procedure you can do with any self-limiting belief or thought. Same with another process called the Sedona Method that I also teach in the book. Simple process for allowing you to release your negative thoughts and feelings. These are just all neural pathways, old neural pathways that were formed many years ago. And what we're doing is creating new neural pathways that support happiness. Research shows that when you're happy, you have greater activity in the left prefrontal cortex of the brain. So it's a physiological state.
Mm.
So another habit has to do with our ability to live with an open heart, to live with love and gratitude, and to wish other people well. And I'll tell you a quick story about this. It's a story about a woman named CJ that I interviewed, and she was very depressed. She had lupus. She had been in a wheelchair for about 15 years. She'd been overweight. She was pretty miserable. She heard about a simple practice of wishing others well, and she thought, what the heck, I might as well try it. I have nothing to lose. So she made a habit every day of silently in her heart sending thoughts, wishes of happiness, health, and well-being to everybody around her. So she would send this to her friends, her family, whoever, her coworkers, even people she was passing down the highway. In her heart, she would say silently to herself this particular wish: may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live with ease. May you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you live with ease. Now, she did this habitually for a year. I can't tell you after a year what happened to the people she sent that wish to, but I can tell you what happened to her. A year later, she was out of the wheelchair, exercising 3 times a week. Her happiness level had soared. She was completely symptom-free, and the doctors say it was a medical miracle. Now, the only thing she did differently was to wish others well. Simple thing anyone can practice. I say just try it for 2 weeks and see what happens.
You know what, Marcy? That is something that's so simple and so profound, and I know the truth of that one, too. So I have absolute direct experience of my own happiness index. I don't know what happens to anybody else because I wish them well. But people do respond favorably, and you never know. They actually may be passing that on to somebody else as well, too.
Absolutely.
So it need not only be the silent, distant, from afar version as you're sitting in your car isolated. You actually get to verbalize it and share it and bring it out into the world in simple ways.
Oh, I love to. I love that. You know, I talk about a technique in Happy for No Reason. That's the appreciation game, where you just spend a few minutes appreciating somebody in your life, and they do it back to you. My husband and I do it very, very often with each other. We just say, something I appreciate about you is your sense of humor. And he'll say, something I appreciate about you is your energy and enthusiasm. Or you just go back and forth for a few minutes and appreciate each other. You know, what a different world we would live in if people on a more regular basis were to do that.
Exactly. In fact, it may even start with appreciating your own life because, you know, independent of anybody else, I mean, let's face it, you know, for all of the aggravation, all the craziness, all the struggle and sometimes suffering that our lives seem to offer us on a regular basis, it certainly beats being on the other side of the sod.
You bet. To that extent. That I said that my dad used to use, any day I'm breathing is a good day. And,
exactly.
And the research actually shows that people who keep a gratitude journal, that means you just write down a couple things every day that you're grateful for, their happiness set point raises. Something as simple as that. So these are not... There are 21 habits that I talk about in Happy for No Reason. They aren't earth-shattering, but you do them all together, and it's a holistic program. Some have to do with your body. Some have to do with the spirit. Some have to do with purpose, relationships. In fact, Stu, earlier you were talking about about bringing a sense of purpose. You were talking about, you know, not being in things for the money, but being for them out of purpose. I have a quote of Oprah Winfrey's in Happy for No Reason that I love. She said, "I never went for the money. I just said, God, use me. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself."
Yes. In fact, interesting story, you know, the old story about King Solomon, who at the time was considered to be not only the wisest, but the wealthiest man who had ever lived to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, on a relative basis, he may still have been that case, with all due respect to Bill Gates and anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And how he got, the story goes in terms of how he got his wealth and wisdom was that, you know, as the son of King David, he became king when King David died, and at the age of 13. And God comes to him in a dream, almost as like a genie, and says, okay, King Solomon, you know, what do you need? What do you want? And he asked for the wisdom to serve God's people well. And because he asked to be of service to others and not for his own personal gain, he was given the wisdom and the financial wealth that was unprecedented.
Oh, I love that story. That's so beautiful. You know, there's another great quote by Albert Schweitzer, who's a wonderful humanitarian. He said, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." You know, we're all here for a purpose, I believe, and it's to serve in some way. And it doesn't matter how small or big that is. It's that you're doing your purpose here on the planet.
In fact, right now, so we can be of greater service to you out there listening, you know, This is a broadcast, and for the most part, this is a one-way ticket. You know, we're on send, rarely on receive, and we're changing that. I'm going to ask you to send us an email if there's any way that Marcy, or I, or even Steve Farrell, who's appearing later on the program, can be of service to you. If you have a question, or you have a concern, or a statement that you would like a response to, that we could help to serve you in being in this conversation, to help take your lives to a new level of happiness, please email me at stu@insidewealth.net. That's stu, @insidewealth.net. We'll pass it on to Marcy, we'll pass it on to Steve, whoever it is. And you know what? This is going to be a regular chapter in our show from now on as well, because we do want to be of service. And we are in this together. So Marcy Shymoff of San Rafael, born in San Mateo, happy for no reason.
Yeah, and anyone who wants more information, they can go to the www.happyfornoreason.com website. And we've got a Happy for No Reason questionnaire or self-assessment on there that you can take, see where you stand on the Happy for No Reason scale. We've got support groups going on Happy for No Reason. It's, you know, the book came out just a couple months ago, and it debuted at number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list and the Wall Street Journal bestseller list, which tells me that people are interested in being happy, and I'm thrilled about that.
Even in business. Even business people out there who are so focused on the assets and the liabilities, and in many cases, the assets are asset backwards, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Research has shown that when you're happy, you're healthier, you live longer, on average 7 years longer, you have better relationships, you're more successful, and you make more money, $1 million more almost over the course of your lifetime.
So, people.
Fringe benefits of being happy. That's the icing on the cake.
If you needed a motivation, if we all know that somehow, some people think actually money is a motivator.
Mm.
You know, if you needed a motivation to be happy, consider your financial success is actually at stake, let alone your physical well-being. And along those lines, you did mention earlier, you dropped in, would you talk a little bit about the mind, body, spirit and connection to happiness? Because as you mentioned holistic.
Absolutely, yes. One of my 7 steps has to do with the mind, but another one has to do with the heart, and meaning love, how much we love. And one of them has to do with the body. When the cells of our body are happy, we're happy. And there are certain things that you can do to make yourselves happy. And there are ways you can eat, exercise, sleep. I give the tips in there, happy foods. What can you eat that will increase the chemicals of happiness in your body? So I like to take it from all angles. The spirit, you know, research shown on meditation shows how it activates the left prefrontal cortex. Just even 20 minutes of meditation. After only 2 weeks, you have greater activity in that part of the brain that makes you happy. So it really is a mind, body, heart, and soul process.
Marcy, we've got one last question. I mean, this time has gone way too rapidly, and I'd like to right now invite you back.
Because, I'd be happy
because
to
you're
come
fantastic.
Back to you. Anytime.
And so the final question I have for you before we let you go is, what is your vision for what our world could possibly be?
Oh, I love that question. There's a beautiful Chinese proverb that sums up my philosophy about that. My vision of the world is that each person feels greater love, joy, peace, and happiness in their own hearts, and through that we create a world of peace. And so I'll leave you with that Chinese proverb that sums it up. It says, when there is light in the soul, there is beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there is harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there is order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there is peace in this world of ours. And that's what I wish everybody.
Marcy Shymoff, thank you so much for being here today. I can feel the lightness again. Happy for No Reason is the book. We also have a link to Marcy on our website as well at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net. So you can contact Marcy through us, through her directly, and send that email. Please send that email because we care. And we are truly in this together. And as Marcy is clearly showing, we're both here to be of service. So, Marcy, thank you again for showing up today.
Thank you for inviting me. I had a wonderful time.
Me too. We have more Wealth to Share right here on KNEW, 910 AM, San Francisco. will, ownership, trust, appreciation. They all work in the financial world, and they are all keys to security and wealth beyond measure. And it's all in our book, Inner Security and Infinite Wealth, subtitled Merging Self-Worth and Net Worth. Hey there, it's me, Stu Zimmerman. Come to our website at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net and order your copy today. That's insidewealth.net. We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. And now it's time for our Brain Trust segment. And this week, we not only have a brain you can trust, we have a heart you can trust. His name is Steve Farrell, and you may have heard of him before on our show. And Steve is the worldwide executive coordinator of Humanities Team, a civil rights movement for the soul. It was founded by Neil Donald Walsh, and they're going around the world putting forth this thought that we are literally one humanity. And when we place a thought and our focus on that, what a world this can be. And on top of that, Steve, by the way, has built, founded, sold a couple of businesses in Silicon Valley. So he's got his feet on the ground, even as his eyes are above the clouds. And with that, Steve, welcome back. And what do you have for us today?
Well, thank you, Stu, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. And what I thought I'd talk about is the process for creating a joyful and abundant life in, of course, what are very uncertain times. And so how does that sound?
Well, okay, everybody out there, on a count of three, what do you think? You want to live a more joyous, peaceful life in these uncertain times? One, two, three. All right, go for it.
Okay, and Stu, if I might ask, that we ask people to really listen to our conversation, because what we're about to step through could sound very abstract or even new age. And I just want to suggest that what we're going to talk about is timeless, that we're going to talk about concepts that go back to the beginning of time. Okay, and so in other words, we're going to step down a path here that's timeless. I also believe that what we're going to be talking about is not the conventional path that maybe a lot of people might say that they're on. Okay, so with that as framing, well, let's launch into it. And the issue, I guess, the way that I might frame this is to talk about how we can nurture either our superficial self or our true self. And I think for most of us, and certainly for me and most of my life, I focused on my superficial self, my body and my mind, bringing things to my personhood, my body, shopping and all of the things that one brings to one's body and their mind. And I put very little attention to my spirit or my soul, which I'm calling here my true self. And the key then is to see that the soul and the connected soul, you talked here just as we started the program, Stu, about this, that we are all one, that there's one essence. And as you know, there are many authors, ancient authors, the Indian Vedas, the Old Testament, most sacred texts, the New Testament, science, new spirituality authors, Deepak Chopra, Neil Donald Walsh, Marianne Williamson, Wayne Dyer. The list is actually quite extensive. And they all talk about this one essence that's in all of life, that God or universe, whatever word feels good for us, and humanity and life, that it's all part of one essence. Our soul, our spirit is all part of one essence. And if we come from the place of seeing that one essence, then it turns everything around. And we actually then see ourselves as like a cell in a body, or as like a wave in an ocean, a smaller part of a larger whole, and everything changes. And before I go on, let me just share. There's a wonderful book called Oneness, Great Principles Shared by All Religions. And it's by a person Jeffrey Moses. It's a quick read, and this little book talks about how oneness is discussed and addressed and prioritized from all the major faith traditions all over the world. So truly, this focus of ours is not a New Age focus or some abstract focus. This is
It's another Moses heard from.
That's right.
Couldn't help it.
That's right. It's another Moses heard from. So let's just continue down our path here.
Please.
Because the framing here is how do we create a joyful, abundant life? So if we see that we are all one, that we're a part of one essence, and that our the nature of that one essence, which is to say then me and you, Stu, and all of your listeners, if the nature of our oneness is unconditional love, and it's compassion, and it's caring, and truth, and joy, and health, and abundance, and it's eternal, and it has unlimited potential. And if we are created in the image and likeness of God, or universe, of which it is written, then doesn't that shift everything? Doesn't that just turn everything around where we see God and universe in ourselves and in everybody else? And as we look at the nature of our essence, who we are and who others are, we see all of these beautiful qualities that are eternal and that have unlimited potential. Isn't that amazing? So then if we open ourselves to that understanding through meditation or prayer or a walk in the woods or whatever works for us, if we open ourselves to that and get comfortable that it's true and we embrace and embody that, wow. Now, where does that take us? And I'm going to just keep stepping down the path. I know we're covering a lot here quickly, but then if we put ourselves in the flow of this one essence, again, through prayer, meditation, walking in the woods, being with our family, being with somebody that we love, we put ourselves in the flow of the one essence, all of these beautiful qualities that we have and that they have, and we seek the guidance and the support from being in the flow, and we extend blessings to other people and to ourselves, and we see abundance and health coming to other people and ourselves. Where does that take us? What kind of life then do we live? What does our day look like? And I'll just stop there for a minute, Stu, to have you share here whatever you might want to add to this.
Well, thanks, Steve, because I know strongly, and I think a lot of people out there also know in their heart, that what you speak of is profound truth. And we also know that in our heart, all these other pathways to connection with this oneness and the source of all things that's in everything, the ocean, the wave, the drops, the particles, and all of it, you know, is documented in things like the Old Testament and the New Testament. And truth is, there's also a fair amount of violence in the Old Testament. Truth is, since the history of mankind, there has been a lot of violence and a lot of us and them and a lot of I'm right and you're wrong, and therefore you need to change or die. And that is something that is it's out there as well in our collective human existence. In fact, it's very alive and well right now for many, many people. And so as you're talking about going into the woods, being with your family, connecting directly, what I hear you saying is to consider other pathways that speak directly to your heart, not just ones that were handed down by anybody else.
Well, yes, that's absolutely true. And also, you referenced some of the dark energy, if you will. And part of what we can do in meditation is get in touch with what is true for us. Now, see, in my truth, there is not a duality. The dark energy is what I create myself, that the universe and God have no dark energy. It is all light. It is all love. It's all joy and compassion. It's that long list that we're all familiar with, perhaps from 1 Corinthians. That it is that, and we need to each make that decision for ourselves. But for me, It is that, and as just as you shared, I was the Silicon Valley chairman of two companies. I founded two companies in Silicon Valley. I've since left the business community. I don't even have financial advisors anymore. I have put myself in the flow with God, universe, with this energy that I am and that you are and that other people are. And I get all the guidance and all the support that I need for my financial affairs, for my family, for my professional affairs, etc. It's this Old Testament thing that is said, give unto the kingdom, and all things then are given unto you. And the kingdom is our one essence. Give unto life. Give unto the other. And all things are given unto you. And all I can say is, for me, it's true. And so what I would recommend is that, is to the extent that people might be looking for more joy in their life, more abundance in their life, more health in their life, that they consider putting themselves in the flow with this pristine universe, God, of which they are a part, and just seek guidance and seek support, and it is there. It is there big time.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your love, your wisdom, and practically speaking, what works for you, because we are all interconnected at the bottom line. We're all here at the same time. And if it works for you, it can work for so many others as well. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, as always, we have a theme to this show on Inside Wealth, although frequently it's similar in nature when we're talking about Marcy Shymoff and happiness and living a happy life. Or Steve Farrell talking about living a joyfully abundant life. What we're talking about is enjoying this moment. Enjoy, happy, abundant, which also means money. We get to try to have that all. So how can we have the rubber hit the road? That's what we're here to do, to be of service to you. We got a couple of ways. One is this referral network that we're creating, and it's here on our website at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net, where we are amassing local business service providers. And by the way, if you're one, just send me an email as well, because we'll invite you in. Stu@insidewealth.net is the email. Stu@insidewealth.net is the email. And the referral network are people who take this philosophy of Inside Wealth, take the their vocation to use it as a vehicle to bring out the best of who they are as human beings. What does that mean? Dedication to excellence of service, being of service. We talked about that earlier. It's really simple. Being of service to others, providing value. Two, it's about relationship, which is beyond the transaction. And I think you know a lot of us are accustomed to having transactions, getting churned and burned and everything else. And as soon as people get our money, they're on to the next one. We're talking with people like John Menke of Menke & Associates, and Hutch Ashew of Pillar Financial in Walnut Creek. I mean, these are companies, and Menke & Associates does employee stock option plans to help create organizations that are really vibrant and give employees an ownership stake so they can have the motivation and incentive and feel a part of something that they're creating, which they are anyway. And why not receive some bounty for it? And you know what? Survey says the pie expands. So there's a plenty for everybody, and as the pie expands, you know, J.P. Getty, John Paul Getty, another San Francisco guy, right? He, billionaire, he said he would rather have 1% of $1 million than 100% of nothing. That is the power of giving other people some ownership. That's what Menke & Associates does. They do a great job. Come to our website at insidewealth.net. Hutch Ashew does the same kind of thing on the personal financial side to help to manage your wealth in ways that empower your happiness, empower your joyfulness, and help to make whatever dreams you have for your life a living reality. Because that's what this show is about. As much as it's about, you know, the high vibration and the thoughts of a new age of global peace and joy and happiness and harmony and all these things that we know in our heart we would love to have, but somehow feel is so substantially removed from the headlines and the way life operates at work, in war, in politics, and in all the other ways, economics. That's what this program is about, It's about taking these concepts and making them and grounding them into a living reality. Because with all due respect now, to come full circle from the bowl of stew with my dearly departed dad, you know, who would have been in his late 70s now, life can be short. We don't know how much time we have. This moment, in so many ways, is all we have. Let's go for it. Let's place attention on what can make us happy. Let's wish each other well and do our best to be of service to each other and let it all flow. That's the inside wealth we all have on the inside. Let it out. Until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.
Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at insidewealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW.
It's amazing how little things can make such a big impact in people's lives. Like how a 5-inch landmine can rob a woman of her legs. How the tiniest bacteria can paralyze a child forever. Or how a small gift from you can give that person a wheelchair. Instantly give them mobility. Give them dignity. Give them hope. There are currently over 100 million children, teens, and adults in desperate need of wheelchairs. Adults who want to go to work so they can feed their family. Children who want to go to school. And a small gift from you can help them get there. Funny how a $75 gift from you can be such a big deal to someone else. To offer a donation or to find out how you can help, call the Wheelchair Foundation today. Smile. You're about to change someone's life forever.
Call toll-free 888-378-3839. 888-378-3839.